Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In a weird week between the holidays where some people are working and some aren't, but Arthur Sturbco, nice enough to join us on this chilly Tuesday morning, 36 degrees outside, going up to 50 today, 57 tomorrow, 65 on Thursday, 74 Friday, 72 on Saturday, and then we'll be into the weekend. Arthur, how are you? Happy New Year to you.
Well, same to you. Good morning.
What's new with real estate in New Orleans? And if you had to look at the year in review, what would be the big story?
Well, the big story is we didn't have huge, enormous insurance increases compared to the year before. That was the sticker shock I think most people got. So some folks actually got reductions this past year in some parts of the city in the general area. But for the most part, it's been a fairly stable market. The big change, I think, which, again, it really stemmed from insurance and high interest rates, is the lack of first-time home buyers in the market. That has really been pretty dramatic from what we've normally expected over the years. Normally, we would expect anywhere from 28% to 34% of the home sales each year to be first-time home buyers. This past year, we've been somewhere around 40%. About 40% of the folks is what we should have had, and we didn't get it. So a very low percentage of first-time home buyers in the marketplace. That's kind of adversely affecting the average sales price for the region, because as you would expect, they would buy lower price houses than folks who would move up. So in the general New Orleans market, greater New Orleans as a whole, we actually had about a 5% increase in sales price over last year, which is very solid. Outpaced inflation, still a great buy, doing real well. Orleans Parish average sales price went down about 5.8%. And you go, oh my gosh, that's terrible. Well, that's really because that's really where our first-time home buyers really tend to not show up or really show up. So because those first-time home buyers didn't show up, that really caused the average sales price to decrease in Orleans. Jefferson was up 5%, 5.2%. St. Tammany was up 6.4%. So every area pretty much kept pace with inflation or a little bit better, and with exception of Orleans. And again, I think if you go back and look at certain price ranges, they probably did well. We don't have the full December numbers yet. Obviously, it's almost the end of the month, so in a couple of days, I'll have better numbers for the true year. But for the most part, we had a very solid year for real estate here in the greater New Orleans area.
Is the first-time homeowner thing an anomaly for this year, or is it a trend that's been happening from year to year?
No, it's really been, I mean, you have to go back and say, well, over the, 30, 40, 50 years or whatever, greater New Orleans, it's always been that 28 to 33%. It's like clockwork. You just know that's the number that's always shows up in the market. There haven't been real distortions in the demographics of who's buying homes. But the last 2 years, insurance has been the big number, and of course, inflation and interest rates. But that's going to change next year. You can pretty much go to the house and bet a big bundle on that. Interest rates will come down next year, and probably significantly. Part of what's happening right now, a lot of the inventory that normally would come on the market, people are frozen in their homes, Tommy, because they're still sitting on, believe it, 2%, 3%, 4% mortgages. And they go, heck, I'm not giving up my 4% mortgage to go buy a house at 6%.
Because you have X amount to pay, and you're going to get less house. You'll pay more interest, but you'll get less house, right?
That's absolutely correct. I mean, that's interest. And, I need a certain amount in my checkbook to cover that. It's exactly the house hasn't changed, right? The only difference is how much I have to pay for it each month. And so there's no point in me to move up a little bit. So what a lot of folks have done, which is nice to see, you go see your Home Depot or Lowe's stock, a lot of people just going back renovating their old homes and say, well, when interest rates get a little better, I'll do it then. But until then, try to get a parking spot at Home Depot or Lowe's or your local hardware store. The parking lot's pretty full.
So I'm a little bit confused about this first-time home buyer thing. If the insurance is down this year, interest rates are more than they used to be, but nowhere near what they were at one point. I don't know how that's affecting first-time home buyers, unless it's the demographic where they aren't making enough money. Help me out here, Arthur.
It's inflation. It's their take-home pay. The cost of groceries, the cost of gas, the cost of bacon, eggs, car insurance, the cost of home repairs. Just those are the expenses that have really eaten them up. You got to remember, okay, we're great. We see, average price maybe going up 3%, 5%, 6% on a home in your neighborhood. But when inflation has been 6, 7, 8, 9%, that's affecting your take-home pay, and your wages haven't kept up. So you're short each month. Inflation has made your buying power of what you have to pay for each month, it's just more expensive. So I don't have the money I would like to be able to use for a new home. And again, some areas had decreases in insurance, not all areas, obviously. So certainly most areas still saw moderate increases, which were absorbable, not a big deal for many areas. In fact, some did see decreases. But for some areas, they're still going up. So it's the inflation effect for the past couple of years that is really magnified. Because remember, if it goes up 4% one year, then another 5% on top of that, then another 7% on top of that, you're talking real money coming out of people's pockets.
Well, and it's not coming down. The inflation rate may slow, but prices don't come down.
That is 100% correct. The only thing that will change is wages. And we are seeing some changes in wage growth here in Greater New Orleans, and that's a good thing. But you're correct. The wage growth is the thing that's missing. We need jobs down here, and we need good-paying jobs.
One thing I never did understand, we can pick it up when we come back, is it seems like if you're buying a home, you can't win, because if the interest rates are low, then they're going to jack the price of the house up for what you can afford. If the interest rates are high, then they'll lower the price of the house. Either way, you're the same out of pocket. We'll talk about that when we come back, unless the people aren't willing to sell. We'll also talk about hottest areas. If y'all have any questions, the Oakland Art Jeweler Talk and Text Line's open, 504-260-1870. Talking to Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst. We'll continue the conversation when we come back, 620, early on a Tuesday morning, December 30th. Chilly out there. Let's check traffic with Joe. 626, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Tuesday morning as the sun begins to make its appearance. Talking to Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst. Arthur, I asked you before the break, and as a homeowner, it seemed to me back in the day that, man, you're screwed either way. If the interest rates come down, then the price of the house goes up. If the interest rates go up, then the price of the house comes down. But you're the same out of pocket. Am I making stuff up in my head or not?
No, you're exactly correct. Of course, in today's market, the key is to just go buy a smaller home, mm-hmm. so you at least can start building some equity. Again, Tommy, the average, the historical age for a first-time home buyer in the past has been from 29 years old to 33 years old. That has been the norm for decades. This past year, the average age was 38. Not 29 to 33.
Is that nationally, Arthur, or locally?
That's nationally and probably a little higher even here locally. We don't have that exact number, but we're probably mirroring the market. So you go, holy cow, but that's a function primarily of, remember, that has nothing to do with interest rates nationally. That's a national number. So you're talking about interest rates. You're talking about inflation, wages not growing, and limited inventory. Those are factors that are across the country as well as here. Add insurance to ours. So I would tell anybody, the time to buy a home, and I say it every time, I know I'm getting boring, but it's now. Because we are going to see higher prices in 2026. You can just write it down. As interest rates fall, and they're going to come down a quarter, conceivably a half. Some people want to see three quarters. I don't know if we'll see that. I hope we do. But regardless, every drop in interest rates means more first-time home buyers able to buy a home. And if you can't buy the exact home you like, get a smaller home. You can always move out of it down the road in a couple of years. At least start building up some equity.
Thoughts?
And I think we're going to see that impact on apartments. We're going to start to see some vacancies.
Somebody texted in about thoughts. Your thoughts about building as opposed to buying an existing home.
Well, when you build, you're building your home the way you want to see it. There's a pride of ownership. There's a certain ego satisfaction. I like the bedroom to look this way. I like it a certain size. But then it has to be tempered with reality, with how much it's going to cost. Mm-hmm. So the cost of new construction versus a resale, you find a transferee who has to sell his home. Hey, he's going to probably take a bit of a discount just to get his home sold so he can go take his new job and get that nice salary increase. So
as opposed to building where you're dealing with inflation and you're paying top dollar for the materials.
That is correct. But again, you've got a brand new home, brand new. Your maintenance expenses are going to be as close to zero as you can imagine. So you're going to have, there's certainly benefits to building a new home in certain price ranges. First time home buyer, I'd say no, there are much better buyers in the market with a resale.
Not to be ghoulish, but as baby boomers age and pass on and their kids inherit the houses, does that mean a lot of houses are going to come on the market at one point, or are the baby boomers who, their children who are among that 38-year age group, just going to assume those houses?
Well, normally that's where the first-time home buyers tend to move in and pick up those homes, or second move-up buyers. Mm-hmm. Again, if you don't have a first-time home buyer, then they can't buy the second-time home seller. Or the third. So if you don't have somebody coming up from the bottom, you can't push everybody up. It's like dominoes. Somebody's got to be the first one to push the first domino over, and that's the first-time home buyer.
Is there an
average? Once they move into the market, the whole market moves.
We got to go, but is there an average age where people are mortgage-free, where they pay off the mortgage?
I don't know if there's an, I think that's an independent function. But generally, once people get into their 70s, they're probably close to mortgage free, or the mortgage is so low it's not a significant part of their expense load each month.
Unless you get divorced and Katie bar the door. Thank you, Arthur. Appreciate it. Have a happy new year. We'll talk to Martha Cagle about homelessness. Martha Cagle about homelessness in the city when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 6:45, quarter till seven. Tommy Tucker on this Tuesday morning, kind of hard to keep straight, December 30th, second to last day of the year, and it's going to be chilly today. It's cold outside right now. If you've not been outside, you're going to need the heavy coat today, and who knows if you'll need it again this year, so why not wear it, right? 36 degrees right now, feels like 24, going up to 51, highs of 58 tomorrow, so not so bad if you go play some golf. 66 on Thursday, New Year's Day, but New Year's Eve night, New Year's morning, that midnight period is going to be kind of chilly with temperatures around 40 degrees or so if you average them. And then warming up through the weekend, 73 for a high on Friday, 72 Saturday, 66 on Sunday. Martha Cagle joins us right now. our friend, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans. How are you, Martha?
I'm doing fine. A little bit cold, but...
A little bit cold, yeah. And as are the people that are homeless, a little bit cold.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's a terrible time of year for our unhoused neighbors. And, you know, with things expected to get much colder, you know, this is the time of year we really worry a lot about people dying outside. We worry about that in the summertime as well because of the extreme heat. But we actually do have people who freeze to death or... You know, they set fires to keep warm, and, you know, so this is a time when we really are concerned about trying to get as many people housed as possible.
You know, it's interesting that you use the phrase unhoused neighbors because people don't look at it that way, do they?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Yeah, they don't realize that, you know, the vast majority of people who are homeless in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish are actually from Louisiana or the Mississippi Gulf Coast, the overwhelming majority. Yeah, we do have some people who travel, and those people are more likely to be in the downtown area, but you have people who are, you know, filling our shelters. We have families with children, and we have people sleeping in the neighborhoods that they grew up in on the street, and they are our people. They are New Orleanians.
What kind of inroads have been made with helping the homeless in 2025?
Well, actually, we've had a tremendously successful effort, a collaboration between nonprofits, the city, the state, federal government that has reduced street homelessness by 24% in New Orleans and Jefferson Parish between January 2024 and July of 2025. We're about to do another count next month, so we'll see whether our progress has continued. But you can visibly see the difference downtown. There's not as many people who are homeless downtown. There are more people in shelters. There are still a lot of people sleeping in the neighborhoods, but you know, you can see the reduction visibly compared to what it was a year ago. And that's because there have been a lot of efforts. The Community Task Force to Reduce Street Homelessness, chaired by Judge Calvin Johnson and business leader Bill Hines, partnered with Auctioner, Tulane, LCMC, the city, many other partners, including United Way, Greater New Orleans Foundation, to secure a federal grant that provided both rental assistance and case management resources. And the city and state put up a lot of other resources left over from COVID allocations from Congress to pay for rental assistance and case management. So we have gotten a tremendous number of people off the streets, particularly downtown in the city.
What is the number right now? Do you have a count of people that are homeless right now?
It's over 50. It was as of last January, which is the official count, the number of people who were in shelter and on the street was over 1,500. So it's still, a large number. And we're facing very stiff headwinds in terms of the number of people who weren't homeless last night but will be homeless tonight, just because the rents are so very high. What people don't understand is that New Orleans now has the largest income gap of any major city in the United States. The income of the bottom 20% of our population is nearly eight times less than the income of the top 20% of the people in our city. That is much worse than, say, Houston.
Say that again. Say that again, Martha, would you please?
So the income of the bottom 20% of our population in New Orleans is eight times less than the income of the top 20% of the people in our city. And that eight times figure compares to, there's a four times gap in Houston. So our gap between the rich and the poor is what is primarily responsible for driving up the rents so high that poor people can't pay them. We have to keep in mind that nearly a quarter of our city is below the federal poverty line, and there are many people who are just above that line and just cannot afford these rents, which are just, completely outrageous for the salaries that people are making, the wages people are making, rather than not salaries, and what people get with regard to disability benefits or SSI in old age. So what we're facing, in addition to the fact that we have our own problems here, certainly our property insurance rates are very, very high, because we're considered sort of ground zero for climate change, and that is affecting property insurance rates. And of course, landlords pass those on to tenants. But in addition to all that, the federal government at the federal level is planning deep slashes in rental assistance for the working poor, for the elderly poor, and for the disabled poor. And that is going to hit New Orleans especially hard in the year to come.
So, let me take a break, and we'll pick it up there and we come back. All right, Martha? Because I think that's important. Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans, talking about some cuts that are coming and what that could look like. 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 4 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking with Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity of Greater New Orleans, about the fight against homelessness and some of the inroads that have been made. But unfortunately, Martha, this year you're looking at setbacks maybe because of budget cuts. Talk about that.
Yeah, we've put in a tremendous amount of work in partnership with our nonprofit agencies, as well as our city, Jefferson Parish, state and federal agencies. And we've gotten a lot of people off the street, and now we're at risk of them getting evicted and getting thrown back on the street, which is not good for anybody. It's certainly not good for the vulnerable people who would be thrown back out on the street, but it's certainly also not good for the business community, for the quality of life of anybody living or working in our city or Jefferson Parish. So we want to do everything we can to stop that from happening. And really, everybody needs to contact their Congress member and their United States Senator, as well as the White House, and just let them know that we can't afford to have any slashes in rental assistance for the working poor, the elderly poor, or the disabled poor.
Talk about that working poor, if you will, please, because I think that gets lost in a shuffle sometimes.
I think a lot of people don't realize that the minimum wage is only $7.25 an hour. It hasn't been raised since 2009. And there are many people in our city who make that or make just slightly above that. And there is absolutely no way that you can pay the fair market rent for a one-bedroom apartment, which is over $1,000 a month, with that money. You know, it's we just have a huge gap between wages and rents in our community, and everybody feels that. If you have a young adult in your household, you know that it's very difficult to afford rents. If you make an average income, you know that it's very, very difficult to pay these rents. The rents I'm talking about are not in the safest parts of the city either. If you're talking about a really safe part of the city, the rents are much, much higher than that.
Any final thoughts, Martha?
Just that we need everybody's help. We need everybody to come together around this. There's a lot of ways you can donate. You can go to unitygno.org, make a donation. You can look up our member agencies and donate to any of them, or you can donate gently used household goods. Unitygno.org has the information.
Thank you. I appreciate your time as always. Martha Cagle, Executive Director of Unity for Greater New Orleans. We're going to join Colin Arnold when we come back. Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the City of New Orleans as we approach New Year's Eve. We know what happened last New Year's Eve. We'll talk about what's going to be done to keep the area secure. Then we'll talk to Debbie Bressler with the Crescent City Countdown Club about the big fireworks show. Then we'll talk to Bruce Jennelson about what's going on with the Middle East and the Hamas and Israel. A lot coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.